Real Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jim Gradowski, your host, as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. So I'm broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, the world. And we are on the unceded territories, the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Musqueam, Kwikwetlem, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Keep that in mind as we explore the events happening in and around this fine, very fun, fantastic city of SoCal, Vancouver, and Westminster, as per the usual. Lots to go through. It's a very festive weekend for those who've been paying attention to what's going on this weekend. So get ready. You're going to have to pick some sides, I guess, bud. But, you know, here's this for now.
Calling to all young adults, the REACH Community Health Center is holding the YAM Club, a mental health workshop focused on self-discovery, self-expression, and healing. The program is every Tuesday from July 22nd till July 23rd at REACH Community Health Center. To register and for more info, head over to reachcenter.bc.ca/events/2024.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the main meat of the programming here. Once again, this is me, Jim Gradowski. This is still The Art Show, and we're it's 5:03, in case you needed a time check. Or 8:03 you're listening on Friday. Shout out to our people in the future. Yo, where has the time gone? It's already the day that it is, July 17th of 2024. Gosh, what a time to be alive. I'm sorry, I'm gonna do my various. I got like 3 hours of sleep. The heat is driving me nuts. I got a new mattress. I had a fun time coordinating myself with my delivery people, as I'm sure everyone who has had something delivered through has experienced. So I finally got it. But now is the other half of the job of getting a new mattress, getting rid of your old one in a responsible way. Yes, I could just chuck it in the alley. But did you know that all the cities around Vancouver, be that the Tri-Cities, Burnaby, Richmond, Surrey, etc., they all have no disposal. They don't have disposal things for mattresses. You can just call them and go like, "Yo, I got a mattress. Can you please take it?" And they just do. But in Vancouver, they're like, "Oh, you're on your own, bud. You got to take it to the transfer station." Where are they? South Van and North Van. Nowhere in between. At least as far as I know. I might call up like the recycle centers and go like, "Yo, can I dump this here with y'all? That'd make my life real easy." Anyways, if you have any hot tips for mattress disposing in a responsible way, other than writing nothing else mattress on it, please let me know. Hit me up on Instagram at Moose Master, MOOSE period MASTA, Moose Master. Drop me a line. Tell me your hot mattress disposal tips that does not involve a jug of kerosene and a lighter, okay? It's hot enough out there. We don't need any burning mattresses up in this joint. But we do need is info on cool shows. So let me do my job here and the thing that I do on the show here. As I said, lots of things going on this week, so we're going to barrel our way through it. Starting off today, Thursday, at 7 p.m. over at the Fox Cabaret, you have the Dimes doing their thing here. They are a Vancouver-based band singing the best music of the 1950s to now, to the Y2K. Remember when that was a thing? Along with Josh Bogert? Anyways, doing the thing. Electro-pop artist Josh Bogert, singer-songwriter, 22 years of sound under their belt. Let's check it out. We'll take a slice of that later. So stay tuned for that. So that's pretty cool. And that just about does it for, like, you know, the normal stuff there. But so let's get into some show times here. So as I mentioned, lots of festivals happening this week here. So you got the freaking Festival of Light happening next week, but that's neither here nor there at the moment. We got freaking Folk Fest happening. We got Alley Fest over at Redgate and Green Auto Fest also doing their thing. It's a very festive weekend. Why? Because, well, when one fest is in town, why not have a bunch? Split it up. Have a good time. See what's up. See what's out. See multiple places and get a sunburn or a suntan if you are prepared enough. Grab yourself a hot dog of your preferred flavor. I sometimes go for relish. Do love getting onions on my hot dog. How about you? Nothing beats some good old ketchup mustard. Shout out Costco. Friggin' $1.50 hot dog. Can't go wrong with that, buddy. All day. Sometimes that soda is, I don't want the soda. I just want like two. I want to get like three hot dogs. But they give me three cups. I'm like, no, I don't want three cups. I just want three hot dogs. Anyways, festivities happening here. But before we can go there, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Redgate tonight, Thursday night. It's going to be a hardcore night for hardcore people. Desperate End doing the thing with Terrifying Girls High School. We got Morn Recif, I believe, from Victoria. Coming through along with Drive Your Plow over the Bones of the Dead. Apparently a pretty cool book, but also a pretty wordy band name. And very cool. Good luck putting that on a t-shirt. I mean, imagine if they made one of those like really metally fonts that like looks like a pilot's wigs, but it's all those words I just mentioned. So I'm going to see if I can find a metal font generator. I'll see about how that goes. Anyways, that's over at the Redgate. Again, hardcore night over at Redgate Thursday night for Desperate End, Terrifying Girls High School, Morn Recif, and Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. And now we hop across town here to Green Auto, beginning day one of the Green Auto Fest. They're starting off strong here with the one and only Devourers coming through. Gonna make you move and groove, feel some things, maybe and your feet stomp. Jeff, number one in our hearts and on stage. Following them also in that on that act at Green Auto is Worrywart. Saw them two weeks ago. They rip. Great timing on that band. I don't know how to further explain that concept, but like they really are good. I really recommend it. Worrywart freaking slap. Go buy their stuff. TJ Felix also in the mix there. With the things, their computer. I couldn't find anything about computer. But that is a hard band to look up, people of the band Computer. What's up with that? Also, Natlack in the mix for day one of Green Auto Fest. That's at 1822 Pandora Street. Like, not far from the Chicken Factory in the east side. Again, what's summer in Vancouver without that wonderful funk of the Chicken Factory? Love it. Wake up to a nice hot morning. Not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful mountains and the fresh smell of the Chicken Factory. Man, I love this place, don't you? Moving on. Let's see. Over at the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley. So the, you know, Songbird Sessions as per the huge at the Heatley on Thursday nights. Joining them for special guests are going to be, you know, Cranberry Virgin, who we'll hear from in a little bit, along with Ben Valley with two E's and two L's. Interesting. So come up to pond down at the Heatley, say hi to Vanessa, clap hands, whistle, hum, bob, dance in your chair, eat some nachos. It's all there, buddy. Songbird Sessions at the Heatley for a Cranberry Virgin in Bend Valley. At Victory Square, if you want to pull up with a blanket with your boo or your buds, with a nice cold one, wherever that may be, you can go to Victory Square and see Benzan with Muppet Boys and Nitroglycerin. So it's going to be explosive, is what I would say, and I did, because that's an easy one. Low-hanging fruit there. So yeah, free show at the Vic Square. I'm sure they'll pass the hat around, so you can chuck a buck or two in there if you got something. Maybe for some couple smokes, throw some smokes in the hat too. People like that. I mean, it's hot enough. Smokes are expensive, so, you know, that's like a dollar if you're getting, like, not the Res Smokes. Shout out to Res Smokes. Don't smoke. This host does not endorse smoking or vaping or any nicotine products, but shout out to Res Smokes. Now, I think it's funny that, like, I'm getting advertisements on my Facebook for, like, packed, like, cartons of cigarettes. I was like, I thought you couldn't advertise cigarettes in Canada. Lord help us if we, you know, share news, but cigarette advertisements, let's go! I want to learn more about Putter's Lights, let alone the current state of the world on Facebook. Hey, hey! Smoke them if you got them. Again, don't smoke. Do not smoke. Or vape. Anyways, Benzane, Muppet Boys, Nitroglycerin, over at Victory Square. I'm guessing 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Just hit them up on Facebook. I'm sure they'll be delighted to inform you about it. You know, I'm just going to do that right now while I'm doing this. So one more show to tell you about for Thursday night here. Over at 648 Kingsway, you got the fine people of Cam McCulloch, Grown Ugly, and Kids with Knives. So, Benzone Band. Let's see. That's not a new one. Oh, so yeah, 8 p.m. Nailed it. Sorry, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. at Victory Square for Benzone. Muppet Boys and Nitroglycerin. It's going to be a banger, I'm sure. They have a bunch of other shows coming up, too. In August. And the 25th of July at Redgate. But that's neither here nor there at the moment. This is the present, then is the future. Anyways, that's been a slice of your Thursday. So let's get into some chones. Aight. We're going to check some music out here from Worrywart. I told you they ruled, and I'm going to play them. This is Smile, Ugly Version.
Smile for the camera. We'll be right back.
Yo, that was Smile by WarioWare, the ugly version, apparently. I'm just coming in because I just really wanted to talk about this song coming up called I Found a Frog by Kids with Knives. They're playing at 648 Kingsway tonight. This is the exact kind of thing I would do if I found a frog. I'd write a song about it. I would see a lot of frogs. You got to go to some like ditches out in like the sticks to find them. Shout out to frogs. This is Kids with Knives. Check it out.
Just one door around the sleeping giant.
Cranberry Virgin in the mix there for you. Hello. If you want to get down with that, you can go check them out at the Heatley tonight, Thursday night. They're playing with Ben Valley over there, 8 o'clock, etc. Stuff like that. Who else did you hear in that mix? Well, you heard Kids with Knives with I Found a Frog. They're playing at 6 for 8 Kingsway tonight, door at 7. Or is it 6? Let me check real fast. But also at the top of that, you heard Worry Wart. They're playing with Devourers and TJ Felix Computer and Nat Lack over at Green Auto for all that stuff, for Green Auto Fest. So that'd be really rad. That'd be really cool. Should be dope. Should be rad. Should be cool. I had this somewhere. Underneath me right here now is going to be we got Nymph, one of the many artists playing over at the Red Gate Friday night for the Shamefest fundraiser rave. So go down there and check it out there, bud. I'll tell you all about that in just a minute. I have no idea, honestly, what time that show starts, but I'm guessing 7, because too early is not good and too late is also not good. Cool stuff. Worry Wart again playing over Green Auto Fest at 1822 Pandora Street. Kids with Knives at 648 Kingsway tonight. Cranberry Virgin at Hastings and Heatley tonight, Thursday night. Be there. Next up, we're talking about Friday. Shamefest fundraiser. Enigma Pulse doing the thing with Love Slash Hate. Daisy Dyke with Nymph. Anti Nothing and Internet Gore. 10 p.m. till late. So bring a snack, and more importantly, bring me a snack, because I'm working that one, so come on through, bring me a snack, please. Anything will do. I'll eat just about anything. There are only a few things I wouldn't eat. I probably eat most things. I don't question food too much. Though I did one time have my friend, I was at the restaurant I work at, we had spot prawns. And those who've had spot prawns, you know that it comes, you know, the whole enchilada there. It's this, the bug, it's the little sea bug, you know, it's the prawn with the everything, you know, the legs and the head and everything. And they're like, oh yeah, you just crack it off and just suck out the head goo. I'm like, no, I don't think I will. you're doing a bad job of selling this to me, buddy. I don't think I'm gonna be sucking out the brain goo of prawns today. Thank you. With that being said, you do eat with your eyes, and you take guess at things with your ears. Food is great. Eat your food. If you're like me and forget to eat, this is your reminder. Go have a snack. Go eat something. It's 5:20 right now. It's 25, so go make some dinner or breakfast or supper, whatever the hell you want to call it. Wherever you are at, get some grub in you. I digress. Green Auto Fest, day 2. Over at Green Auto, you guessed it, day 2. They have Kirkland Jerks, Buddy, Reality Trap, Night Cork, and Sensitive Beings doing the thing for day 2 at Green Auto Fest. So I'm sure they'll have a bunch of stuff to see, a lot of food, some food to eat, a lot of homies to dance with. It's going to be a fun time, so go down and check it out. Really cool people, really cool place, really cool bands. Really dope stuff at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street for Green Auto Fest Day 2. Then we go over to the KW Studios over at the Woodward Center. I've been there for the first time just last week for my buddy Joe Pass' birthday. And Julie, I believe, from Yawn is also sharing the birthday party there. They're one day apart. So happy birthday belatedly to Joe and Julie. From last week's show is the KW, and I can tell you, you get in there on the Hastings side. Like if you're going into like the square, la piazza, whatever, where like the London Drugs or whatever the heck is in there, and it's like this little door, just like 3-4 meters from the little TD ATM, which I recently learned is called the distributeur in French. Interesting, a distributor. Anyways, KW, Call the West is doing the thing with Bridgeland, Crow Jane, Total Chroma, and Section Tyrants all doing their things in that lovely little place. It's very cool down there. Temperature is quite reasonable, as it is quite underground, so I don't think you'll get nuked by the heat, but there will be some dancing, so you make it warm from that, but they got the good ACC. So, Call the West, Bridgeland, Crow Jane, Total Chroma, Section Tyrants, all doing the thing at the KW Studios, 8 o'clock, door time for that. How much does it cost? I don't know. Bring money. There's an ATM right next door. You have no excuses. Unless, like, I don't know if they're paid, you can, but I'm sure they have some flexibility in the nature. Really cool. Next up, moving back over to 648 Kingsway. We have Doom Cocoon, great band name and cool stuff. Playing, doing the thing with Weak Knees and Shore Lobsite. My writing is terrible. My chicken scratch needs work. Anyways, that's happening over at 648 Kingsway once again. I'm guessing like doors 7. They run a little earlier because they got neighbors they want to piss off, eh? So once again, be cool, be nice, and rad to the neighbors of the venue. 648 Kingsway, Doom Cocoon Friday night with Weak Knees and Shore Lobsite. Loblile? I don't know. Sorry, apologies to y'all for my terrible writing. Finally, for Friday, we have the Cobalt doing Carrie Carruthers with Jess Waters and Pinch Wiles doing their respective things. So that'd be really cool. That'd be really rad. Cobalt, again, I believe is under new management. So I think they're just kind of filling out their latest, their fulfillments of the previous bookers. But, you know, sounds like some cool stuff's going to be happening over there. Anyways, let's get into some other music here. Thank you, Audrey, also known as Nymph. Catch them over at the Red Gate Friday night with Enigma Pulse, Love Hate, Daisy Dyke, Anti-Nothing, and Internet Gore. Right now, we're going to be hearing some music from Reality Trap. This is their track, Insulin.